Automate, survive, thrive. The time is now. The Automation Alliance podcast brought to you by RapidMation.
Hey everyone, and today I'm extremely excited to welcome Chris Ellis back to the show. Chris has joined us previously and we cannot wait to speak with him again. For those of you who don't know Chris, he's the director of pre-sales at a company called Nintex, and he's a master in all things no-code, low-code, process automation, digital transformation, and business transformation. So Chris, great to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Sean. It's a pleasure as always to join you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I know you're a busy man, so I really appreciate your time. And we're really looking forward to hearing some exciting news that's been coming out of the Nintex camp. So I won't break the news. Chris, can you tell us or can you share any of the exciting news with us?
When you said there was exciting news, there's so much going on in the sort of Nintex ecosystem. I was like, is he talking about the AssureSign acquisition, bringing native digital signature to the platform? Is he talking about ProcessFest, which was our awesome conference at the start of March? But I think you're talking about the Cryon acquisition that came in just on Valentine's weekend, actually.
Bingo, mate. So my son's birthday is on Valentine's Day. So when I saw the news, it was great to see. But yeah, that's exactly what I'd like you to tell us.
So is my wedding anniversary. It's very strategic of me to pick Valentine's weekend as the wedding anniversary.
Very clever. Very clever. Yeah.
Now, so we're super excited with the acquisition of Cryon, and it is from a sort of cultural point of view, from what we understand of the company, but also product fit. When you think of the whole sort of Nintex is manage, optimize, and automate approach, Cryon capability really fits in very, very well with that. They've even got very similar terminology on their website homepage around that too.
Yeah, brilliant. And mate, for kind of the viewers and listeners that don't know anything about Cryon, why don't we start there? Tell us a bit more about who Cryon are and kind of some of the things they do.
Yeah. So Cryon is essentially a process discovery and RPA company. So they work with medium to large enterprises on the task mining, process mining elements of our day-to-day work, which is a really nice fit when you think of Nintex is having ProMap and analytics as sort of bookends. It extends that to the other side of the ProMap journey. So what we hear from some ProMap customers is, I don't have time to workshop these processes, or, you know, I'm busy. How am I supposed to communicate what I do as a process? Well, Cryon's a perfect fit as a lead-in to actually answer that question. It's got listeners. It'll step through the journey of an actual process, sales processes, support desk processes, so on and so forth, and it will record those steps. And what I loved about it as well, it then has this intuitive artificial intelligence based move into RPA. So when you've done the discovery, you're able to actually export it straight out into an RPA bot, which is an amazing secondary, mm-hmm, I guess, piece of the acquisition. Gartner named them as a top five RPA provider, which is pretty cool. And, you know, it's a space that Nintex already plays in with that RPA capability. It's very nice to be recognized as a leader in that space. Revenue growth year on year, proven revenue growth, which is obviously very nice for an acquisition. Global partnerships, global customers. So there's a lot of great synergies with Nintex, headquartered out of Tel Aviv. R&D is in Tel Aviv as well. Yeah. And we sort of see them split into four distinct, I guess, solution overview, I'd call it. So process discovery, which is actually something that they've trademarked as well. Attended automation. So that personal assistant, probably quite used to that with the RPA stuff already. Unattended automation. And then a hybrid automation approach as well.
Awesome. And the hybrid automation, is that like a mix between attended and unattended? So I might have my personal assistant, but then I lay that off onto kind of a back-end bot that can go do something for me in the back.
Correct. Yeah. And I loved some of this stuff when we did the due diligence. I got a bit of a play, and it actually, I didn't know what the application was called, because for sort of pre-acquisition reasons, they white labeled the whole thing. So I'm like, what is this tool? This is really cool. But it had this very clever, almost like a step through. So you were able to work with the bot for some of those attended examples. So it was almost like coaching, but I saw it as an amazing enablement tool as well. So for new starts, you know, how do I do a renewal process in Salesforce? click on the bot and the bot will help me and it will wizard-based guide me through. So it was, I thought some of those little things were really cool as well, really good technology.
Yeah, mate, sounds awesome, right? Sounds awesome. So let's just go back through some of those products, right? So this process discovery piece up at the front, right? So, I mean, I think you and I both come across lots of customers that, I mean, people are just busy nowadays, right? Yeah. So there's lots of stuff going on in businesses. And this process discovery is very, very cool to be able to eliminate the need to do loads of workshops, deep dive, get the right people in the room and all of that type of thing. So when they do process discovery, does it kind of, is it like an agent you set up on your machine and does it kind of watch the clicks that you do, or how does it work?
Yeah, so it's similar to a sort of a recorder, and it will take those steps. And what it does really well is it actually screenshots the steps. Mm-hmm. And I found that, I think having come from the ProMap space where we do things like, you know, you'll upload an image, mm-hmm. click here, and you'll use videos within a ProMap process to explain it. Having it screenshot by this process recorder was super helpful, and it was very intuitive. And I sort of, it negates the need to store and screenshot and snag it and all these other tools. So I thought that was clever. Shared processes. So if myself and somebody from sales are on the same process, it can actually collaborate. So it can actually form that bridge between, you know, if Vadim and I are on the same process, we do something as pre-sales leads, it will work across both personnel. So I thought that was very cool as well. And then it's got that export to RPA capability. But what I loved, and it's something that we hear a lot, is how do I know what I want to automate? And their process discovery tool had a really clever, it was not, I'm not going to say hidden away, but it wasn't as front and center as I think it should be, because I thought it was massively important. But it was like a, it was a low-hanging fruit versus ROI type comparison. So a bit of a matrix based on the processes that you have mined and discovered as to which ones would give you bang for buck if you went to automate them. So a really cool table as part of that process discovery lens that would help a center of excellence or a partner or a professional services as to figure out what to build. And it sort of helped you stack rank that as well. So lots of really clever things in the process discovery tool.
Yeah, but I mean, sounds amazing. It sounds like a really great company with some great customers and great technology. So, I mean, obviously this is plugging maybe not some gaps, but it's enhancing what's already in the Nuntex process platform, right? So where do you see the acquisition happening? I mean, where do you see in your world where these Crayon products are going to make a massive difference for you and some of the conversations you have every day?
For us, it's definitely the discover to automate side. So when we think about what we've got already, we've got ProMap with the workflow generator. We've got the sort of intelligent PDF forms converter. So where we look at discovery is in that acceleration. So getting things done much quicker, identifying what to build is a really common ask as well. Mm-hmm. How do I know which ones to automate? Where do I begin? Well, with something like this, you've already done that discovery lens, and you're also negating the need for somewhat time poor people to do workshops, like you said. Mm-hmm. And you know, time being a commodity that there are no refunds on, that's pretty important. Mm-hmm. Can't get that time back. If I can click record a process, build a bot, or what if I can build a workflow, or what if I can translate that to a form, or what if I can plug in an other piece of application technology like import Visio or another discovery tool and build workflows and automate as a result. Sort of building this real full life cycle of process discovery and automation. So it's going to be great from that side of things. The RPA capability as well is super strong. I mean, you don't become a leader in that space with the vendors that you and I already know exist without being pretty damn good. Some of the things I liked when I played with it were, it's very intuitive. So when you're working in an application, the things that you want to do in that application as an RPA designer are front and center. You're not 3-4 levels deep. It recognizes what you're working in. It says, sort of, you know, do you want to do this? Do you want to, is it Excel functions? They're front and center. Yeah. I thought the triggers were really good as well. So the ability to schedule is something that we don't currently have in the RPA capability. I thought some of the other triggers from events were very comprehensive from a bot point of view. They have a credentials vault, which is something that we have been asked for with RPA. They've also got shared data as well, so and email settings. So where that's some of my, I'm not going to say frustrations or Achilles heel, but when we build workshops, we have to configure that for each bot. So if you're doing an SMTP and you're interrogating an email inbox as part of the current RPA, you need to set all that up for each RPA. Now they have a vault for all that, and I did find that a massive time save. Chuck it in there once, set and forget, and it's good for all your bot agents. So lots to like. There's lots of good insights, RPA analytics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really good wizard-based stuff. So the whole process to RPA was very intuitive. I got no training. I was thrown at, like, you know, I might be that wired, but I picked it up really easily, and to be able to give sort of ponderings and thoughts on what worked, what wasn't so good, I thought it was super intuitive, which I know fits well with Nintex's sort of mission statement and go to market as well.
Yeah, mate, awesome. I mean, it sounds exciting and it sounds like it's going to fit really, really nicely into the Nintex process platform. But before we delve more into that, I mean, obviously with any acquisition, right, what does it mean for Cryon customers? I mean, are the products still available? So for any Cryon customers, can they still buy Cryon as it is at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, yep, still there. And it is, I mean, what we're seeing the buying journey is definitely split between those that want just the discovery side and those that want just the RPA side. And obviously there's both, but what it's going to do for, and what it's done for K2 customers, for SureSign customers, for ProMap customers, is it leverages all the great things that Nintex brings to that. So the support side of things, professional services, such a strong channel network of obviously, which you're well aware of, R&D around the world, a staff of over 1,000, because you know, they're somewhat smaller companies, and we're able to then bring them into a full release life cycle and all the great marketing events and the ecosystem exposure. So it's a really harmonious story, I think, for existing customers that may well want to leverage an automation platform as a result, or the ProMap platform as a result.
Mate, awesome. I mean, it sounds like there's some really great benefits out of the acquisition that current Nintex customers and partners will get. And of course, we forget about the other side, but there's obviously a load of Cryon customers and partners out there that might have been crying out for some of the features and functionalities that the Nintex process platform has. So it sounds like a really good mix between those two, right?
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, even before we've cut things over, like sales processes and the website and so on, we were already seeing customers really, really interested in what this can do. Can you refer us to Cryon sales? I mean, it's gone gangbusters even since February. We're only a month, we're 6 weeks in, not even.
Yeah, I mean, really, really exciting for Nintex partners and customers. And as we said, right, benefits from both sides of that kind of sphere. So if people did want to learn more about Cryon's process discovery and the RPA products, what's the best way to go about that?
Yeah, so I mean, at the moment, cryonsystems.com is probably the best place to go. That's got all the existing, the Learning Academy, the trial process. There's a lot of really good stuff in there already. Obviously, we haven't cut marketing across, websites across, community. Those sort of things are in motion, given it's 5 weeks since acquisition. Mm-hmm. There are full enablements coming out for the channel, full enablement coming out for internal and customers. So, you know, lots of wheels in motion at the moment, but I would definitely say cryonsystems.com. Yeah. There's also some YouTube stuff up there as well. So yeah, there's a lot of great information already there.
Yeah, brilliant. Sounds good, man. And I know I checked out some of the YouTube demos already. It does look really, really good, right? So obviously in your magic bag of tricks that you get to show customers and partners on a daily basis, have you got the Cryon tools in your bag of tricks just yet, or are you waiting for things to settle down?
We do. We've got our VMs up and running, and yeah, we've got the early access stuff. I mean, we're doing this properly. So we've got the cut over to sales towards the end. I mean, obviously we're right at the end of a sales quarter, so we don't want to distract the existing teams with new shiny things as much as they really want to get their hands on it. So yeah, we'll make sure we do that properly and structured.
Yeah, awesome. And you've obviously had a little bit of a play with it, even when it was white labeled and that type of thing. I mean, What's your initial thoughts? I mean, you've given us some great context. What are the initial thoughts? A big thumbs up, thumbs down?
I missed. So I think I was on leave, and Vadim had a powwow with the guys there. So he got the red carpet rollout, and I got sent a URL to log into. And I found it so intuitive. I mean, it was really easy to follow. I watched, you know, maybe 20 minutes worth of intro videos, and I was doing a process. So I actually did a report creation for our op influence within Salesforce, and it was able to record that. It was then able to build a bot for me. So those things were just quick and easy. Like I said, I loved the shared data sources, the shared credentials vault, the shared settings around email and so on for RPA. The discovery stuff was, I love this process list recommendation, which for customers that are looking at automation or where do I even begin? I thought that was just such a no-brainer. I would imagine doing a lot of marketing around that because it ticks a really big box for a lot of people. Low-hanging fruit versus where do I engage the channel versus what could I push to my COE? Screenshot view is super helpful, and it actually aligned really nicely to ProMap. So I can see, discover a process, build a process ProMap, build a workflow as being one of these lovely sort of automation lifecycle things, obviously with analytics over the top. Export in RPA was really native. It was nice and easy. It adds to that PDF forms converter and workflow generator acceleration piece. So, you know, saving developer hours, saving COE hours, saving professional services costs and so on. Lots to like. Really clean as well overall as a user experience. It was nicely rounded. It felt like it had been built for the 2020s. It wasn't a hark back to sort of a decade ago with a little bit clunky. It was super easy to use, and it was very, very friendly UX as well.
Yeah, mate, awesome. I mean, it sounds like a great acquisition for you guys. Sounds like it's going to flip very nicely into the Nintex process platform. And of course, as I always say, right, it's bringing together those worlds of humans and software bots working together, right? So Absolutely. Now it's really full end-to-end kind of process automation. It's about finding out what you should automate. Once you know what you should automate, maybe automatically generating some of those bits and pieces. But then most importantly, giving the right person or bot the right kind of thing to go and do, right? So we can still carry on freeing up humans' time from tedious, mundane, repetitive, and obviously pass that on to the software bot side. And then when needed, loop humans in at the right time of the conversation to kind of get that intuition and all that great stuff going from us as human users.
Yeah, and I also loved some of the side conversations that come out of, I guess, process and task discovery in general, which in a way relates to this hot topic of when are we all going back to the office, because through discovering the happy path, you're able to see where are exceptions being taken, where are shortcuts being taken. Are we accountable at home as we were in the office when we've sort of got this whole big brothery type thing where, you know, we're in a shared office and people looking over us? Are we still productive? Are we doing things the right way? Are we doing inductions properly? It sort of expands the conversation, which is quite a hot topic at the moment as well, to being able to prove the point that hybrid offices might work or that at home might work. We don't have to come in and be monitored all the time. And I think like task and process also can help with that conversation as well. So there's all these little side avenues that I felt things could go down with this technology as well, other than just the, what do I do? Can I build a bot? There's a lot of real good business conversation and management conversation to come out of it.
Yeah. Mate, awesome. Well, we can't wait to have a play when all the tools are out and we can have a little look-see. But we really appreciate you taking the time just to share the latest news with us. As you say, there's always some great, exciting things coming out of the Nintex camp. So you never know which one we might talk about on any given
day. It's so hard being a pre-sales team when you hear the acquisition or the brand new feature conversation. It's met with excitement. And then a little bit of trepidation, another thing to learn. It's like, okay, here we go. Let's ramp up. Let's do this.
Yeah, awesome. All right, great. Well, I think that's it for the cryon part of the conversation. But now it's on to my favorite part of these episodes, and that's on to something that we call the hot seat, right? So the hot seat's where we get to fire off quick questions to you. It's maybe outside the world of tech, maybe inside the world of tech. It's all just to get the audience to know you a little better. So the first question that I have for you, Chris, is what did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be... I actually wanted to be a doctor. My dad's a doctor, and I wanted to be a doctor until I got to an age where I understood just how much blood and guts and people complaining involved. And I moved quite swiftly into wanting to be a race car driver. So I took a pretty quick tangent.
Yeah, brilliant. And did you ever follow that race car driver dream? Were you into racing at any stage?
Oh, we did some amateur stuff at Knock Hill in down near Edinburgh. So we had a Renault Cup 182 that a couple of us took down to Knock Hill for race days and things. But no, never. I just was never small and skinny enough to fit into like the single seaters and the carts and things.
Mate, life goals, listen, there's still a lot of life
still
left.
Time. There's still time.
We're going to get you into a car. Yeah, brilliant. All right, so let's move on to bucket lists, right? So what is something on your bucket list that you've already managed to tick off?
Tick off Monaco Grand Prix.
Okay, that is a goodie.
So this was on honeymoon, and it was it was a prerequisite to spending 3 weeks in Southern Europe. Was we kicked it off with the Monaco Grand Prix. There wasn't an awful lot of resistance from the other half, actually. So it must have been on her bucket list too.
Well, then you married well. All good. And let's look at the opposite of that. So what's something on your bucket list that you haven't managed to tick off just yet?
That's quite a bit. I want to drive an F1 car. I think I'm going to have to drop down maybe to F3 or Formula Ford, but I want to do the Abu Dhabi single seater, Abu Dhabi at Yas Marina. I missed out on it. We were supposed to do it on honeymoon. Our flight was delayed by a day, so I missed it. I would have landed on they only do it on certain days, and I landed a day late, so I missed it. So it's still on the bucket list.
Mate, that sounds awesome. You might have to live stream that, or we might have to strap a camera.
Yeah, stick the GoPro onto the helmet and we can do it. Yep.
Yeah, awesome. All right, and moving on to something that maybe a favorite book, maybe something that you're reading at the moment, maybe something you'd recommend that people give a go.
I'm reading at the moment. I'm reading a book called The Psychology of Money, which is, I reckon, anybody who buys things, saves things, invests in things should read this book. It is an incredible psychological insight into the market, into buy and hold strategies, into what happens after wars. It is such a good read. I've actually read it twice, and I think I might do a third read. I've got a flight to Brisbane coming up, so I might start it again. I think, like everyone, I got into the whole investing and crypto and these sort of things, yes. Like when post-pandemic, when everyone thought the dip had hit, and I thought, well, I better actually do some proper education, because there's a lot of FUD out there, and there's a lot of people trying to give you their own opinion. This book is solid stuff. It's very good.
Mate, awesome. I'm definitely going to add that to my reading list. I've actually come across it. I haven't read it yet, but I might bump it up the list, because certainly all that personal finance, crypto, all of the craziness that goes around it. Yeah, definitely something.
Now it's backed by evidence. You can't argue with the facts. It's very, very, and it's got quite a satirical view on historical market and historians and that sort of thing. And so you can't always learn from history, and you can't always future proof yourself, but it's a very good read if you're in that space.
Yeah, brilliant. Awesome. Thanks for sharing. And last but not least, how do you want to be remembered?
Oh, okay. There's all these like David Brent quotes around a friend first, a boss second, and an entertainer third, but maybe just someone that, was nice to deal with and a bloody good bloke, I think. I try.
Yeah, brilliant, mate. Well, I can definitely say from our side, you're a bloody good bloke. So you're well on track for that. Mate, thanks so much for taking the time for joining us today, for sharing the latest news on the Cryon acquisition. But just before we say goodbye, any parting thoughts, comments you want to leave the listeners and viewers with?
When was the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago. When is the second best time today? So I think for everyone that thinks that the digital transformation thing might have passed them by, it is never too late. There's always a good time to start, which is today.
Mate, I love that quote. And that translates through starting on your digital transformation journey, personal finances, investing, anything. So it's a beautiful, beautiful quote to end off on. Yep, all right, Chris, awesome. Thanks so much once again for your time, and we look forward to speaking to you soon.
See Likewise. Ya. Take care. Bye for now.
Be part of the community and join the Automation Alliance at www.automationalliance.com.